Good morning. It is 8:44 here on the Mighty 690. Of course, Fair Week continues right here in Coffeyville. Last night we had a great night of bull riding action, always a fantastic time. And tonight we're going to continue cowboying. We've got night one of the PRCA Rodeo, and we have Luke Carr, who's chairman of the rodeo here, and then Matt Tarr, who is on the rodeo clowns. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are
you? Hey, it's great to have you along here. So we'll start first with Luke. It's always good to see you here, sir. And, you know, we've got a really great lineup, it does look like, for tonight's rodeo. So for the folks who may be making it out here tonight, tell us what can we expect with the rodeo action on the way.
So really, the rodeo today, the rodeo starts with the parade at 5 o'clock downtown. And then immediately following the parade, the bean feed is out there in the park, free to the public, and we'll have some watermelon out there also. And then the rodeo starts off at 7:30 with introductions of everybody, and then get kicked off. So it'll be a fun, packed night of rodeo action.
Oh, it really will be. So, yeah, this is the great thing about the Wednesday night is all the events just kind of lead right one to the other. So you just kind of follow along and finish up the night with that great PRCA rodeo. So you had the slack yesterday. And for folks who might not know, you know, they've maybe heard the term but don't know what that is, sure. What does that entail?
So slack is the extra contestants that we don't have room for during the performance. So during the performance, each event, we try to have 10 to 12 contestants in every event. Well, once you fill those, then everybody else will go in the slack. So you run all those, you know, a different day, just so that you don't, you know, if we had every contestant in the performance would be, you know, 4 hours long rather than 2 hours and 15 minutes. And so we have to have the slack to accommodate all the other contestants.
No, absolutely. So I know they had that yesterday, taking care of that. And then, so if someone is in the slack, could they still qualify? Like, that would like help them out, you know, kind of down the line, right?
Sure. Yep. There, all those runs still count, you know, towards our rodeo, and they're just, like I said, just the extra runs, and so it also helps them with their schedule. Also, if they need to be at another rodeo during when our performances are, then maybe they can get up in the slack so that they can then go on to the other rodeo and get on down the road.
Sure, because I mean, that's the thing, people might not realize that there are people coming from all over the country and even the world to Coffeyville this week, right?
Sure. Yep, there are guys who you know, maybe went in the slack yesterday morning who are in Hermiston, Oregon today or tonight, and so I mean, these guys are, this is what they do to make their living and feed their families, and so they've got to, you know, work their schedules and everything, and all the travel schedules are crazy. Most people can't even imagine what they go through to get around to all these rodeos and stuff. So it's pretty amazing that they can make it happen.
Absolutely. So let's bring in Matt to the conversation here. Matt, you're going to be doing the clown here for us today. You're going to be helping out with some of that. And you said that this is your first time here at Interstate?
Yeah, this is my first time in Coffeyville.
Fantastic.
Pretty excited.
That's awesome. Sir. What do you think so far?
We got here about 6 o'clock last night. Everything looks good. We tested out the Taco Bell, so we're all right.
Yeah, that's good. You tried it out there. You didn't get the lettuce issue or whatever.
No, we're not. Good. We're good.
So you got to watch some of the bull riding last night?
Yeah. A bunch of our friends were up and working it, so we went over and said hello and hung out and saw the stock contractor for the pro rodeo and bothered him for a little while, so we're ready to go.
That's good.
We're excited.
That's excellent. I'm sure in the world of rodeo clowning, you get to know some familiar faces.
Yeah, it's definitely, you don't see everybody every weekend, but it's family when you do see them, so it's pretty nice to come back around and see everybody and get to hang out for a couple of days.
So how did you get to be doing what you're doing right now? I know a lot of guys start out doing a particular event in rodeo and then might come into clowning.
Place at the right time kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I've roped all my life and fought bulls, and I was fighting bulls, and a clown didn't show up to a rodeo, and the guy putting it on was like, hey, you want to try it? I said, yeah, why not? Then he gave me a check, and I thought, well, man, I didn't get hooked. That was all right. I'll do that again.
Right.
It just kind of turned into a living.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Everyone kind of got a little spin on how they do this. So
yeah,
you know, what's yours?
I don't plan a whole lot. It's all kind of shoot from the hip. I like to. There's thousands of people around there. There's something going on. I like to bring the people in and make them a part of it.
Situational comedy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm too dumb to remember jokes.
No, that's good. But yeah, you just got to have fun with it.
Absolutely.
And I know that sometimes we've kind of had like the Hillbilly Olympics sort of thing. Any of that stuff planned?
You know, there might be a football game come break out. I do have a trampoline with me that will probably get brought out. So trampolines, it can be rough on a guy. So we can either make it through or break something. So it's usually pretty good.
That's good. Now, we've got to, because Justin is doing the announcing, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Justin McKee, so you get to do some back and forth. I mean, a lot of it is that back and forth between you and the announcer, too.
Yeah, and he's my neighbor now, so we only live about 2 miles from each other. We just got to come to Coffeyville to see each other.
That's hilarious. So, let's see, because you said you're originally from out west, right?
Yeah, I'm from Cody, Wyoming, originally. Okay. We live in Hyco, Texas now.
Okay. Yep. All right. So just all over the country.
Yeah, we actually came from Cody, Wyoming to here. I was officiating a wedding, as odd as that sounds. Wow. I'm not a preacher, but
you were doing it. You're throwing into clowning. You're like,
yeah, they I told them this is not going to be normal, so hang on.
And did you drive all the way in, or you flew out? Or?
No, I've got my wife and two kids. They travel with me all summer. So.
Wow. You guys got like an RV camp or something?
Yeah, we got a fifth wheel and. We went from Burlington, Colorado to Cody, and now we're here.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long way.
A few miles.
Good grief. Well, it's great to have you here in Coffeyville. You know, this is a special fair for us. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that it probably has a reputation out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody knows about Coffeyville, in rodeo anyway. So it's awesome to finally be here.
That's great. Well, Matt, we're really glad to have you. Luke, tell us, some standard events, but for the folks who maybe have not been to a night of PRCA Rodeo here in Coffeyville, what events do we have coming up?
So we start off the night with the, you know, action bareback riding. We'll have a few saddle bronc riders at the beginning of the perf also, and then which are scored events. So the horse and the rider, you know, each accumulate points through the ride, and then they add them together. To score the ride for the cowboy, and then after that we'll switch ends and go down to the timed event arena, or timed event end of the arena, with steer wrestling, and then so those are, you know, timed events. They start the time when the steer leaves the chute, and then when the cowboy completes, you know, like in the steer wrestling, but when they throw the steer, they, you know, stop the time and fastest time wins. So and then we go to team roping. And then our tie down, we have breakaway roping, which is for the ladies. It's a high speed event, so it's you know, everything is, you know, high scores and fast times is the goal. So it's pretty exciting all night, all the way in through the bull riding.
Absolutely. Any mutton busting planned?
We'll have some mutton busting, and then tonight we also will crown our royalty, so our queen and princesses. We'll crown those tonight. So they did their competition last weekend out there. Did their interviews, and then the horsemanship on Sunday evening, and so they've got those all scored, and then we'll find out who wins tonight.
And they had a kid a year and a half old on one of those sheep here last night. So
yep.
He was doing it. He had this little tiny cowboy hat on.
That's right. Got to start him early.
No, they made him that small.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive. So it was good. It's always a great night of entertainment, and you really can't beat a wholesome family fun here at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. And sure. Hope folks can come on out. Starts at 7:30, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Very good. The gate's open at 6. Now, as we kind of get closer to wrapping up here, backing up a little bit for folks who might not know, they're like, well, why is there a clown at a rodeo? You know, right. Why do we do this, Matt?
You know, that our job initially was cover dead time, and in between events when they're switching things or if something breaks, that's kind of the entertainment where we come in, and it's evolved a little bit over time. That's still pretty much the job, but. I mean, the entertainment dollar is attacked all the time, so you gotta keep people engaged and having fun if you want them to keep coming.
Sure.
So that's kind of our, not that the rodeo's not entertaining enough, but you know, people, everybody has a cell phone. So if you stop doing something, they're going to pick it up and look at it.
That's right.
So we got to, it's our job to keep everybody engaged and involved and having fun.
Your job's even harder now than it used to be.
It sometimes it feels that way, but it's, I don't know, fun's contagious, and I like to have fun, so.
That's good. Well, and I mean, obviously, there's a bit of a safety component, too, when you're trying to distract a bull.
Yeah, in the bull riding, yeah, getting in the barrel, that's where it gets a little more serious, but, I mean, you got to have a little bit of, we're all adrenaline junkies, we just chase it different.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, anything else, gentlemen, as we preview here at the PRCA Rodeo tonight at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, anything else that we haven't hit on?
Well, tomorrow night we've got Tag Bond from Edna, Kansas, just right down the road, won the college national finals saddle bronc riding. He's up tomorrow night, and so we're excited to see him back, you know, his hometown rodeo and be cheering him on. And then I've also talked him into sticking around after the rodeo during our band or our concert after the rodeo back there by the rodeo office and kind of doing a meet and greet. So, you know, people can come out and shake his hand, congratulate him and meet him and wish him luck on down the road. And one of these days we'll hopefully see him in Vegas is the goal. So
you will. I saw him at the college finals and he did. Yeah. He whipped on him. I mean, that guy's impressive.
He won every go around
and the average
and the average. Yeah. And I mean, put it on him out there. And yeah. So, I mean, he's the real deal. And so just a short few years, he'll be in Vegas at the finals. You know, we also, Jake Long, our local healer, he won the world championship last year in the healing. And so he's not able to make it here this year, but hopefully the next year or two, he'll be able to make it back. And I think they're actually in Hermiston. So there's a lot of talent right here close to home. And, and so, you know, they're putting Coffeyville and Edna on the map. And so it's pretty exciting times for rodeo and this part of the country right now.
It sure is, heck are. So it's going to be a great time. We'll be out there. Gentlemen, we really appreciate you joining us here today, and we'll see you at the fair.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, that is Luke Carr here and Matt Tarr on the Mighty 690. And on the way, we'll get into open line. More of your calls straight ahead here on KGGF.